Hold to God's unchanging hand, even when it rains, snows. Hold to God's unchanging hand. We're delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us with the presence of mind to come together on the first day of the week to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And He has blessed us these many years to live on His planet Earth, to have life, health, and strength. It should be easy for us to make this decision with just a little bit of rain coming down. Now, it's a different story if it's but just a little bit of rain coming down. And we're delighted to see all who are present. I call your attention to the book of John. John chapter 10. And the verse is 10. That's in your Bible in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, New Testament. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Under living life. Under living life. You want a subject? Verse 10. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it. How? More abundantly. Jesus, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, tells us some mighty good news. Have life and have it how?
More abundantly.
Large. Jesus left glory, came to the world knowing the condition of it, but He came anyway. Why did He come? Why did His Father let Him come, have Him to come? All because of their love. Love for humanity. God created us in His image and in His likeness. God did what? Created us in His image and His likeness. All because one reason. Because of His love. How is it? How is it that we don't love, not we us, but a number of human beings, countless millions of human beings, love not God and obey not the Father? Jesus left glory, came to the world because of His love and because of His Father's love for humanity. Created us, as I said heretofore, in His image and in His likeness. We have a certain look like Jesus based upon that text. His image, His likeness, and the motivation was and is His love. We forfeited our gift of love here on earth without sin for a long while. We forfeited our gift to live here on earth forever. How? Because Adam, our first people, starting with Eve, disobeyed God, our Creator. Their sinful nature passed on upon all human beings. But God in his great love, oh church, God in his great love didn't throw us away. He still wanted us. Isn't that good news? He still wanted us, blessed us, so much love motivated God not to send anybody. But God, in his great love, sent his son to die, knowing that he was going to die. God also planned a future life for us. Isn't that good news? He didn't throw us away. He didn't start all over. He blessed us, human beings, to come to ourselves. God planned a future life for us. I'm going to say that sentence again and then add two words. God planned a future for human beings. Let me read my notes. God also planned a future for us. What's the next two words? What's the difference? There are two more words to that. For. What's the next word? God also planned a future for us with him. In eternity. Nevermore. Nevermore. To face death. Let us take the time to know why we are here and how God would have us to live on his earth, so that we can now leave this world when he calls and live with him in eternity. Isn't that good news? He planned a future for us with him in eternity following our earthly sojourn. All we need to do is know his will, obey his will while we're on planet earth. Now, the question is, how do we respond to him? Do we want to live with him forever? Close up. Close up. Well, we live with God in existence. But he's offering a closer up. Following our earthly sojourn, he sent his only son, telling you again, for us that our sins might be forgiven if we obey the instructions in his Bible. Obey, coming from the instructions of his son. Number one, we don't have the choice as to whether or not human beings are going to live forever. God has already made that decision. You say, well, I've been to the funerals. Yes. So have I. But there's coming a time when he's going to call this body out of this, going to call this life out of this body. But we don't go out of existence with God. Let us live in such a way now on planet Earth, because there are only two destinations for human beings in eternity. Both places, you're welcome. Both places start with an H. the letter H. God so loved the world. So what does that say to us? What does that say to us? Watch this now. God so loved the world. His son Jesus came to the world, lived in the world for 33 long years. And then he went back to glory. We have been born to live on planet Earth, blessed us to come of age, and also to hear the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on planet Earth. Now, those of us who are old enough to hear, to understand, and to obey, what response have we or have you made regarding his book, the Bible? Regarding what we must do in order to live in such a way that he will say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Isn't that what you want to hear God at the final roundup? Revelation, I believe it's Revelation chapter 20. It talks to us. It gives us some information regarding the end time. It lets us know clearly, no ifs, ands, or but, that God keeps a record. And when we go to Revelation chapter 20, it lets us know that God is going to be at the rection, wherever that is, and he's going to have every human being's record with him. Now, he's God, and of course, he's putting this together for us to read it, hear it, understand it, and obey it, so that we can know what the future holds for us. We sing the song so gloriously. Hold to his hand, to God's unchanging hand. That's all you get free, for free. Peace. All is well. Let us, brothers and sisters, God has blessed us, his children, who have obeyed the gospel, to do just that, to hear it, believe it, receive it, and to obey it. We know other people, our kinfolk, my mama, my daddy, my sister, my brother, and the family, talk. Let me encourage you. Don't become despaired. Don't be despaired. Don't become disappointed if you talk to your kinfolk, because they can get mighty strange sometimes, upset you sometime, and you know you're doing something good for them, but you see, you're the child of God, they're not. So don't get ugly with them. Just talk to them. Yes, and keep talking to the Father. Amen. Keep the prayers going and keep the smiles going. Yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Aren't you glad you're a child of God? I was been blessed to be able to talk to some people just on the fly. Didn't know them. Even the workers that was here yesterday. You know what yesterday was? It was Saturday. And we didn't get the word until about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, that we would be able to walk into this building today and have worship service. You'd do it at your own risk if you did. But God fixed it. God fixed it. Had some workers over here doing this, that, or the other, and it was all day long. Where's Elder Brown? There he is, sitting right over there. He had patience above patience. Amen. And didn't he, Brother Mike? But God fixed it. That last night we got the word. It's safe to go into the building. Hallelujah. We serve a great God. Let us understand who we are. Not just Christians, but understand what that means to be a Christian, a child of God that God has adopted as his son or daughter. Not just a being that he allowed to be living on his planet Earth, hearing his words, but not obeying his word. God put this all together, this book here called the Bible. Why? One reason. His love. He didn't have to love us. He doesn't have to love us. Wiped out the few that came and start all over again. Because it started with Adam and Eve, didn't it? The first two people on planet Earth. But he didn't wipe them out. Bless them to live. That's why we, far as we know, that's why we are here. The grown-up people living, hearing God's word, some of them, and obeying God's word. And here we are. We have forfeited, humans have forfeited, our gift to live here on earth without sin when Eve and Adam disobeyed God. But God, in his great love, he still wanted and he still wants us to receive and to enjoy a good measure of life on planet Earth so that he can bring us home with him in eternity. Forever. Forever. And not in that place called hell, burned with fire and brimstone. Forever. And he manifested his life, number one, our life. He manifested his life for us, firstly, by not wiping us all out. Secondly, by sending his only begotten son to provide a simple way. Obey a simple gospel. Live according to it day by day. And hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. When God decides to call you, judgment day, what do you want to hear? Well done, good and faithful servant. Eternity is too long, and hell is too hot to miss heaven. Don't do it. His son Jesus Christ came to earth from his father's house thousands of years ago. He lived among us as human beings, taught us his father's will for all humanity. He then willingly gave up his life, shedding his life's giving blood on the rugged cross. Why? for human beings. For human beings. And I'm sure that there are some of you in the audience have studied your Bible and you wondered. He only had two people at that time on earth. He could. Why didn't he just wipe those two out and start over again? He's God. But he didn't do it. He didn't do it. But just Adam and Eve. Jesus and his Father's love desired for us more than just life, but a more abundant life. It cost God nothing to give us life, but there's all that word. Provide us the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of abundant life. It cost God the cruel death of his only begotten Son. God did that in the dawn of humanity. He did it for us. And it's in your Bible, John chapter 10 and verse 10. His Son came to earth and was crucified. Not just killed, crucified on the rugged cross of Calvary. God allowed his Son to die for creatures that he could just speak into existence and get some more. He desired to give life to us. How? You know how. More abundantly. That's why we're here. That's why we got some folks still sitting here. That's why we got, and I say this slowly, a folk standing on this plot, stand here, all because of God's love. He could have started all over, but he didn't. We sing the song, hold to what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. And God wants He wants us, his children, to live on planet Earth more and more an extraordinary, abundant life. God wants us to live a super abundant life, living exceedingly abundantly above the ordinary. Mm-hmm. There is nothing ordinary about life living with and by the will of God. Mm-hmm. We differ? Absolutely. Oh, you're also different. Whatever you call it, we call it obedience to our Heavenly Father. Let us take the time to check ourselves. Are you underliving your life? The precious gift that God gives away. Abundantly. Super abundantly. God will super add to your life. And what I want to say is, just try it. And you'll love it. Try it. Love it. Two times two. More abundant living here. Listen now. More abundant living here on planet Earth provides for a super abundant life in eternity. Woo! you don't want to leave this. And you will live a super abundantly above how we live here. Should be extreme motivation to live the way he wants you to live, because he lets you know ahead of time you'll be living in glory land. Never more to die, but to live forever with God. Never a problem. Never a hurt. Never a headache. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The Bible says, the thief cometh for one reason. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I am come. That they might have what? Life. That they might have life, and that they might have it how? More abundantly. John chapter 10 and verse 10. What a glorious opportunity. That lets us know. How much God loves what he did, what he created us, and how much he still loves us, citizens, when he could have wiped us out and started all over again as many times as he needed to do, to get a group that always obey him. But he didn't do it. He loves us. Can we possibly understand what that means when it says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? That's enough motivation for any sound thinking human being to love God. To love God. Because he wants us to come and live eternally. Forever. With him. Are you a child of God? Have you been adopted by him? You can be if you're not. Come by hearing his word, his love story of how he loves us. Sin has manifested his love by sending his only son. And when there was need for a human being to die, he didn't create somebody else. He let his son die just for us. So come this morning, loving God, loving his son for what he has already done and is still doing, repenting of your sins, godly sorrow for things that you've done and may be doing contrary to his will. Announcing the fact, I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. And then to be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. We have come part way. We have the water and it's warm. We have the garments that you can be baptized this day. Hear the word of God, you've done that. Believe the word of God, I pray that you've done that. Hear, believe, repent, confess. Acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And then be buried in water for the forgiveness. Watch this now. Be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And the beauty of it all, when you come up out of the water of baptism, God adopts you as his son or daughter. Repenting of all your past sins, confessing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and being buried in water for the baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. God adds you to his church. What's your choice? What's your will? What's your desire? For those of you who already obeyed the gospel, but you walk contrary to his will, God does not throw you out. He still loves you. Come this morning. Renew your covenant. Rededicate your life to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And walk with the Savior.
For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God, so that every one of us shall give himself
an account, as an account to God. One day, we're going to stand before God and hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, if that's the case. If that's not the case, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for the devil and his angels, to an eternal death. Which do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? I know you see a church here, here church, there church, everywhere church. This kind of church, that kind of church. Jesus chose 12 apostles. Those 12 apostles we find in the Bible, they all preached the same thing and taught the same gospel. And people obeyed the gospel. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one gospel. Not two. One gospel. Jesus told those apostles, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth, watch this now, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What? Believe what you all are telling them. That's Jesus talking to his apostles. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's in the Bible. Acts chapter 2. In your Bible. In your Bible. Is the first time that the apostles preach the gospel on planet earth. And I think that same chapter, about verse 38, says that about 3,000 people in that city where they preached for the first time, approximately 3,000 people heard the gospel, believed it, received it, acknowledged Jesus as Lord and Savior, and were buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of their sin. That's in your Bible, in Acts chapter 2. You don't want to go into the judgment where you hear God say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you not. It's a terrible thing to say, to hear. And more terrible than the words that I'm expressing this morning. But you can also have a choice. Obey his gift, obey his gospel. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. The apostles, 12 of them, chosen by Jesus, they all preached the same gospel. They all established the same church. And now we have a church here, here church, there church, everywhere church. But not in the Bible. Not in the Bible! We sing the song, and let's do it. Let's act upon it. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You've heard, believe prayerfully, be godly sorrowful for the sins you've committed, acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin. And that's the first time in which that is, we know about it, we read about it rather, is in Acts chapter 2. And we endeavor to encourage others to do what they did, because that's what God wants done. The privilege is yours as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Come from the lonesome way of sin, hide you in the blood of Jesus. Come, for the Lord will take you in, hide you in the blood of Jesus.
Oh, what an opportunity.
Oh, hide you in the blood. For the storms
are raging high.
Oh, hide you in the blood. Till the dangers pass you by. Come to the shelter's safe retreat. Hide you in the blood of Jesus. Come for the storms around you beat. Hide you in the blood of Jesus. Oh, hide you in the blood. For the storms are raging high. Oh, hide you in the blood. Till the dangers pass you by.
Your Bible says, and reads, salute one another with a holy kiss, the churches of Christ. Salute or greet you. That's the only church that we read about in the Bible. The churches of Christ. Jesus chose 12 men. That ought to be enough for us to know. In Acts chapter 1, he left. Don't go preach anywhere until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, and it will guide you into all truth. They obeyed it. And all 12 apostles preached the same gospel, established the same church. And people were added to the church of Christ. He let us know in Revelation chapter 20, there's going to be a great getting up day. But all of humanity will be at the party. The judgment party. God is going to be there. He's going to have a record on everybody. That's in your Bible. Revelation chapter 20. He will know everything that you've done on planet Earth. Judgment Day. You're going to be in a, if you're not in the Church of Christ, you're going to be in a church that ain't, is not in the Bible. And that's Judgment Day. That's no day to say, well, I'm sorry. That's Judgment Day. Why would you support a church that the Bible doesn't support? You've often heard the song, you fight on. Whatever the cause, obey the gospel and fight on. Yes, there will be many who will disrespect, perhaps. But until God takes it out of the Bible, stay where you are in the Bible. Holding to God's unchanging hand. The lesson is yours. Brothers.